WSBQ 996 monitoring the frequency. WRNW 329, Jane, good morning. WSFT 308, and I'm talking to whoever's listening. You know, I went out the whole weekend long. I hunted three different areas, Flint, New Lothrop, and Farwell, and I saw one deer the whole entire time. And I maybe heard four shots on opening day. Anybody else? Over. I mean, it had to have been the quietest opening morning ever, and the whole weekend long, I probably heard maybe a dozen shots throughout the whole weekend. Seemed pathetic. I got some bad reception. I don't know if it's the fog or what it is. WSFT 308, clear. 2805. Stand by. WSET 544, WSEU 445, copy. WRMU 805 standing by. WRMU 805 clear. Have a good morning, everyone. WRAS 504, this is WSBC 560, over. WSBC 410 monitoring.
Whiskey Sam, Charlie Zebra, A10 Mobile Monitoring. Charlie Zebra, 810 mobile monitoring.
That key. Why don't you just say something? This is WSBQ 996 monitoring the frequency. Good morning to you too.
I'm glad this fog finally lit up now that I'm almost back home, of course. But yeah, it was a pretty rough drive this morning. Hope you're having a good day there. First name here is Paige, Papa Alpha, India Golf, Echo. And I am mobile right now, somewhere between Birch Run and Saginaw.
You're doing a pretty good job over here in Macomb County.
Same on this end here. And I'm coming in now through the Saginaw machine. They finally got that back up a couple weeks ago. So that's nice to have that back online.
Yeah, I'm coming from the Mount Clemens repeater.
Yeah, Roger. There's a lot of people I talk to from down that way, it seems. I guess that machine's got a pretty good footprint there.
Yeah. Well, it's nice talking to you. I'm going to get back on the side and monitoring the channel here. WSBQ 996, we're monitoring the frequency.
Have a wonderful day. Be safe. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra, 810, will be monitoring.
5, monitoring.
WSFD 595, monitoring on mobile.
Whiskey Sam Echo Alpha 848 radio check.
RZP 544 Sheboygan County. Have you loud and clear, sir?
Copy that. 544, this is Bell down here in Linden, Michigan. Talking on a handhold. Just being this little walkie-talkie is hitting it, but apparently it is. Thank you. Back to you.
Yes, sir. You might want to crank up your mic gain a little bit, but other than that, good signal and good modulation. Just a little low on the modulation side, but other than that, it's doing its thing for you. Enjoy the rest of your day, sir. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob.
544, I appreciate that on your final. You have a great day. And this is Whiskey Alpha 848. We are clear. Thank you.
Adios.
WITG 959 testing.
WRVG 374, calling station, you were not even readable. I just heard, I think I heard you say testing, testing.
Roger that. I appreciate the comeback. Yeah, I was just testing a little, seeing if I had the radio programmed right. Appreciate the comeback there, though. WITG 959.
Heard you much better that time. Everything was clear. Still static in the background, but definitely readable. What are you testing?
I only caught about the last quarter of that transmission. Want to come back again with it?
Yeah, all I was asking was, what are you testing? And if you didn't get the first one, it was, you're still some static in the background, but you're coming in clear.
Okay, how about if I change to this repeater here? Just a little HD bulbing for the new AR5RM. Those will be 10 watts and a little more power than what I had before, but I'm not seeing much of a difference out of it so far.
Got ya. Yeah, that just now, still in the weeds there. You were a little less readable than you were the first time. I don't know if you're just moving around with that handheld, but anyways, I will let you go, because you're probably on your way to do something else. WRVG 374, and I'll be monitoring.
All right there, 374, I appreciate it. Thanks for the feedback there. I'll definitely use it to try and improve here. I'm not really moving around, but I do have a stationary antenna that I just might have to move a little bit from what I'm getting as far as feedback goes. But I appreciate it again. Have yourself a mighty fine rest of your afternoon there, and we'll talk at you later. WITG 959.
XR548, this is Corey. Does anybody have a copy?
WSBC 560, this is WRA. WRWR357 mobile.
WSDD 439 monitoring.
WRWX221 mobile.
WRC-565 was guilty of the last two dead keys. WRCY-567 is clear.
WSFT-308, and I'm talking to whoever's listening. Why is the line for picking up your prescription always a million miles long? And why does every single person always take 20 minutes?
Where are you at?
I'm at a Walgreens in line to get my prescription. It just seems like every car takes at least 10 minutes, so you're here for a good 45 minutes just trying to pick up your prescription.
Oh yeah, Walgreens drives me up the wall. Well, it drives me up the Walgreens. I was thinking about that the other day while I was sitting there for the billionth time in the long line, and you know, they got all the Rite Aid customers dumped on them automatically. So if you didn't specifically state you wanted another choice, everybody from Rite Aid, and now CVS's are going under. And I don't know if CVS's are going over to Walgreens. And I just think they're just completely bum rushed. They just, you know, the one by me got, there's always like 10 people working in there, and they're always just going nonstop. I just think they're overtaxed. I don't know if we can, I don't know if we can run without another chain picking up a little bit of the slack. They're either going to have to open up more stores, or they're going to have to, another chain's going to have to come in here or something. I don't know. But yeah, they're just bum rushed.
Yeah, I had heard about that, and I figured that was part of it, but, who knows what's going to happen. They should maybe hire a few more people and add two or three more lines instead of just having the two lines, you know, something. But it is what it is. I guess it's a lesson in patience, right? Over.
Well, it's particularly frustrating for me because my insurance tells me I can't get 90-day scripts unless I go to Walgreens. They won't let me go to Meijer or Kroger or anywhere else that's left doing scripts if I want 90-day prescriptions. And now normally that's not a big deal, except for on the more expensive ones, because if I get a 90-day supply, I buy 2 months and they give me the third month free. So that could be a significant savings depending on the script. So I got to go to Walgreens at least for those. you know, the ones that are cheap, I can go anywhere and just pay monthly, you know, pay my co-pays monthly. But so I got more ways than one. I'm forced to go there. Yeah, I'm hoping that what they do is they just open up more locations. By me, I'm in Warren near 12 Mile and DeQuinter, and there was a Rite Aid at 12 and DeQuinter. 1 mile over, there was a CVS at 12 Mile and Ryan. At 1 mile north, at 13 and Ryan, there was the Walgreens. And the only one left standing is now Walgreens. So all those people are now going to that one store, with some of them going to Kroger's and some of them going to Meijer's. But it's just a bear. And, you know, and as far as the people taking longer than usual in line, yeah, and that's because, you know, I think people are still trying to get their script straightened out in the transition. So hopefully it gets better. They get more people. They open more stores, and it just gets better. But, yeah, it's just a pain in the arse. I'm almost thinking about going to the mail delivery.
Yeah, not a bad idea, really, especially if you got a reoccurring description that you need. That would be maybe a good route to go. Either way, it is a pain, and yeah, hopefully it gets better, but, you know, just be effing with you here. It's made the time go by a little bit quicker, a little easier. And now I'm only third in line instead of fifth, so appreciate you, brother man.
Well, then there's that. You could just get carried away with your phone or on the radio or something like that and make no time at all. All of a sudden you'll look up and you'll be there. So, but, yeah, I don't know. You know, for one-off prescriptions or something, like, you know, if I just get a script for a particular thing, you know, like a regimen of antibiotics or something like that, yeah, you can go anywhere. Just go to Meijer's, Kroger's, whatever. So, and I may do that. I've only got two prescriptions two that are pretty cheap, and I can go anywhere and get those. I got one that's a little pricey, and so that one I like to do for the 3 months. So maybe I'll just do the one at the Walgreens and switch the other ones to, like, Meijer's or somewhere like that. All right, I am at my location. You're on your own. You're going to have to suffer through the rest of it with somebody else helping out. After yours, WRUU 850.
All right, 850, have a good day, and probably talk to you again soon. WSFT 308, clear.
WSP 439. I thought I'd add my 2 cents in. I'm a Walgreens customer, and I get it delivered. They send it to me free within 2 days by Uber.
Who is that through again? I missed it. I think I might have been cutting in on you. WSFT308.
Yeah, this is WSD 439, Dave in Flushing. I got tired of standing in line, too, because the lines are getting huge. They increase their hours till 10, but it doesn't decrease the lines very good. So one of the options, I get notified by text message and by phone. And one of the text messages, you just go into it, and they ask you if you want it delivered to your house for free within 2 to 3 business days. So, sure, deliver it to me. And Uber delivers it. So you might want to try to see if you can get on that.
Yeah, I hadn't heard of that. That's not a bad idea. I wonder if that was not
If they notify you, you can get notified by text and by phone, too. I get both. And on the text message, They just click part of it, and it gives you information on your particular prescription, and it'll ask you if you want it delivered to you within, I think it's 1 to 3 days, business days. I get the information today, a text message, and it's supposed to be here tomorrow. So, and they deliver it to you for free.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to look into that. I just never clicked on the text message. I just saw that if, you know, my prescription was ready. So, but I will look into that. That's good information. I appreciate you.
No problem. Absolutely. Standing in line sucks. to say what it is, it's whether you're in your car or whether you're standing in line, it sucks. So hopefully this helps. Just check it out. If it doesn't say that on your text message, when you finally get up to the window, ask them about it.
Yep, will do. I appreciate it. WSST308, clear on your final.
Absolutely. Hopefully it helps. Because we can spend our time talking on the radio instead of standing in line. All right, take care. 73's WSDD, Dave and Flushing. We're click.
WRJB663, checking to see how my new base station antenna configuration is working on off the Detroit MI-8 repeater.
Operator requesting a radio check on the 625 Detroit MI-8 repeater. You're coming through loud and clear, full quieting, but your audio is a little bit down. Than what would be normal on my radio settings. Other than that, you're fine. W8RCY.
Thank you for your help, sir. Did I miss the part about how I sounded? Was the radio a little low, did you say?
That time you were a little bit louder with the audio. Usually I have my radio set at a certain volume and I can pick up everybody, and that's kind of like setting the bar, and you were a little low on your audio output, but your response to me was much better, so I don't know if you moved closer to the mic or you made an adjustment, but you're fine now.
That sounds great. I'm sure it was me not holding the mic up close to my face, but I appreciate your help, sir. Just wanted to make sure this combination was working good for me. WRJB663 out.
WRCY565, we're clear.
Sound great into the Flint repeater. WSDD439.
Thank you, 842.
Hey, Todd, you all ready? That's what you want.
Echo Golf 482, radio check.
Everything sounds good. WRTX 929.
G48 from WSA 847, you're bound, Jack. WSA 847, Cleveland, standing by.
382, radio check.
Still too broken up to read. WSBQ99 Discon WRWB 489. You out there this evening, Mike? WRWB 489. WSBQ99 Discon. I'm doing the channel.
WRUU850.
WIUG.
Good evening, Jack. You're a little crispy tonight, a little broken up, staticky. Not your best. Howard Kings.
How about now? Is that right? How you doing? I'm doing fine. How about you?
Oh, not too bad. I got a clogged drain. I have to go get some drain clog stuff and see if that'll work. And you were a little better at the end of that last one, but you still got something going on there. It's very crackly, like almost like you got a flaky connector or a antenna not screwed in all the way or something.
Because when it rained, I heard there's water, but I never see any water inside before. Roger.
Well, I caught the tail end of that. I think you suspect water. I don't know. Did we have rain? I guess we did have some rain, didn't we? Yeah, it looks like it's got a little moist. Yeah, I don't know. Anywho, there might be something going on. I don't recall you having problems. Which repeater are you on?
It's a repeater.
Yeah, I didn't make that out. Try the other one. Try, if you're on Mount Clemens, try Detroit.
How about now? Is now any better?
A lot better.
You think it could be the repeater?
I don't know. Which repeater were you on? Which one are you on now?
On 625. I was on 675.
It's possible. I noticed it was pretty weak, my receive the other day. And then the next day it was fine, so I just wrote it off as conditions. But you'll have to keep an eye on it and see. You were definitely not doing really well. You're doing great on 625.
WRWY 979.
All
right, Joe. Yeah, not to interrupt, I'm coming in on the Mount Clemens one. Am I making the trip, Sean?
Yeah, no problem. I think you're considerably closer than Jack.
That might be the issue there. That's the only thing. Well, go ahead, guys. I don't want to interrupt much. I just want to chime in on the Mount Clemens one, so... It may not be the repeater, just the distance or location. WRWY 979, good evening.
Okay, Joe. Yeah, Jack, we got a couple of things we got to look at. Maybe I'll go take a peek at it, see if I see anything. I'll check it when I get in the house. See what the received signal strength is on my base unit. See if it's any different than usual. So maybe there's something going on. Who knows? All right, I just pulled in the driveway. I had to go get some Drano, so hopefully that's gonna work. Otherwise, I got a problem ahead of me. After yours, I'll be heading in the house. Go ahead, Jeff. WRUU 850.
John, thank you. I'm gonna be on the base station. See what that sounds like. Catch you later. WIUG 48, we're clear.
Hey, Sean. I guess you turned off. WRWY 979, clear.
Give him maybe 5 or 10 minutes, Joe, and he'll be on.
Yeah, Jack, if he gets back on and you talk to him, just tell him on my ham radio monitoring this one, yeah, I get full bars, I get full signals, so it's solid in my ham radio attic antenna on that frequency. So if you want to tell him, that's up to you. Have a good night. WRWY 979 clear.
Joe, take care. WIUG 48, we're clear.
WRUG 488, WSAI 47.
Go ahead, Dan.
Hey, good to hear you, Jack. Just not getting me a shot. This is repeated with full scale down about an hour ago, but now it's dropped down. But just want to say hello. Hope you're doing well.
miss you a long time. I shouted for you a couple of days ago. Didn't hear nothing from you. How you doing?
Oh, not too bad. You know, I might have heard you. It was, conditions were real bad, as far as things down here. I heard you rolling the noise there, but I didn't want to give you a bad signal from down here. But, yeah, it's been crazy up this, down this way. All kind of signals coming in and out of here today. So, it's been good propagation there. Go ahead.
Sure, I'm glad to hear from you. I really trying for the whole week. See if you're out there about 10 o'clock, 9:30, 7:30, and all that. Didn't hear you at all till today, which is I'm glad to hear you out there today. Roger.
Good to hear you again there, but I just wanted to, I know you've been busy, but were you able to take a test then for the ham license there recently or anything?
I'll be honest with you, I just came back from a test and I failed with one again.
Oh boy, oh, okay, well, hey, just keep trying, man. That's all. Still get it there. So, no problem. So, well, anyway, sounds good. As far as you, I guess, are the, we're still connected up towards Sheboygan and Flint and all that. So, still connected, right?
We're still connected, yeah. I'm here in Detroit, 625-675-725 to Flint, and 575 is Saginaw, and Bay City is, I don't know, Bay City is, it's a different one, and there is one, 550 is in Mayville. I don't think you can do Mayville is by itself. Roger.
Okay, okay, I was just wondering. Okay, that sounds good. Anyway, all right, Jack. Well, hey, you have a good evening. I wanted to touch base with you again, and hopefully we'll talk to you sooner than later, and the conditions will hold. But it looks like the weather's kind of moving in next week or so. It's going to kind of get some wet snow down here off the lake, so we'll see. But anyway, you have a good evening, Jack. Good to talk to you. You take care of yourself. We'll talk again. WSAI 847. I'll be clear.
Anytime, Dan. No problem at all. Anytime. Sometime I will give you a shout earlier in that anyhow. Let's see if you're out there or not. They say tomorrow there's 70% chance of rain for 3-4 days. Then next week it'll be in the 70s. So, good to hear from you, and good talking to you. And keep that radio on in case when I get a hold of you. Roger?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we try to keep it on there and listen around, that's for sure. But that condition sometimes down this way don't work out, but we'll keep listening there. So, good to talk to you again. WSCI 847.
Dan, take care. Have a good evening. WIUG 48. Station 544 in Sheboygan. Station 544, Sheboygan. WIUG 48, copy. Well, I guess Bobby's not out there, so WIUG 48, we're clear. All right, station 218. Station 218, WIUG 48, copy. I guess he's not out there either. WIAG 48, clear.
WRPB 448, monitoring.
Station 448, go ahead.
Hello, Jack. This is Kurt. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. How about you? And what is it by you? Is it cold by you out that way?
You know, temperature's starting to come down a little bit, but we're doing okay here. I'm just sitting in front of the radio, listening to everybody or listening to nobody. Over.
Well, you're right, Kurt. It doesn't sound somebody out that way. Roger.
Not sure what you're saying, Jack.
I don't hear nobody on the radio. I didn't hear nobody at all on the radio all day. Roger.
Yeah, copy that. I've only been on a couple hours. It's been quiet. Notice yesterday was fairly quiet as well. Over.
I don't know why people, they're not testing the radio or the repeater. So I have no idea, Kurt.
I heard somebody earlier calling in from Cleveland, Ohio. I figured they were probably looking to talk to you, but I didn't hear you reply to them. Over.
Yeah. Good man out there, Dane, out there in Ohio. I was talking to him. I talked to him for like 5 minutes. Roger.
Yes, copy that. Dan's a good guy. I've spoken with him before as well. Over.
Yeah, we go a long way. 2 years ago. Roger.
Did not know that you've been talking to him for that long. That's pretty cool. Over.
Yeah. All right. Anyhow, well, Kurt, it's a little bit cold here, but I don't know why it's cold. And you take care, and you have a good day. WIUG 48.
You have yourself a good night, too, Jack. Always a pleasure to speak with you, and I'm sure I'll speak with you in a day or two. This is WRPB 448, clear and monitoring.
Station 544. Station 544. WIUG 48, copy. I think Bob is busy on the other radio. He's not out there, so WIUG 48, we're clear. Station 850, WIUU 850, WIUG 48, copy. WIUG 48, clear.
Sydney, SDY 842. WSEY 842, this is Travis, working the repeater. I did not hear you come back. I saw your text message. I will wait till you get outside of your tin can. You're listening to viewer supported and listener supported WSEY 842. Ask about great opportunities for amateur radio, mobile base stations, mobile radios, and other fantastic GMRS equipment. WSEY 842. WSEY 842 testing. I can hear myself. I sound sexy.
WSFD 853.
Meyer, get that dog hit that repeater. From way out there in the far reaches of ain't nobody nowhere, Shiawassee.
Check you out. You get the mobile radio, you're going to be a crazy man.
WSFB 853.
Okay, fine, so it works inside your house. Whoop-dee-doo. You got that great big antenna from me. Are you excited? Time to put a mobile in that there house. I call Motorola. LMR 4, crystal clear, yummy, Motorola.